We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Partly cloudy and 23 at 5 o'clock. I'm Paul Rasmussen. A man was shot in the head early this morning in downtown Pittsburgh. Police were called around 3:30 a.m. to the 1000 block of Penn Avenue. The victim was rushed to a hospital in critical condition. Witnesses say they heard two men arguing before the shot was fired. Hospitals in the region are reporting increasing numbers of COVID patients at levels near the peak back in January, and now an NBC report shows Pennsylvania accounts for over 10% of all new COVID hospitalizations in the U.S. Now, the network analysis of health department data shows the Commonwealth, along with New York, Michigan, Ohio, Illinois, and Indiana, combined to make up 60% of new COVID hospitalizations. So far, no COVID cases from the Omicron variant in the Pittsburgh area. News Radio KDKA's Melinda Roeder has the story.
Allegheny County Health Director Dr. Deborah Bogan says the new Omicron variant has not yet been detected here, but they are conducting lab surveillance.
At least 4% of infections are undergoing genomic sequencing by commercial laboratories in our area to determine what variants are present today locally. Our cases remain nearly all Delta at this time.
The county has reported just under 2,500 COVID deaths since the pandemic began, and case counts continue to be high with more than 760.
Steelers, Vikings, Thursday night football, 100.1 FM, AM 1020, News Radio KDKA. Good morning, I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning, I'm Kevin Battle. You know, Larry, coming up in about 20 minutes, I want to knock your socks off with a story about no bail. Remember the guy in Michigan, through the parade guy in Wisconsin, I mean.
Yes.
Got very little bail. Well, here's a story that's going to really set you off. And I'll do it in about 20 minutes. But first, I want to thank you for playing that song because, you know, I knew today was the Our Lady of Guadalupe. I knew today was Thursday. But Thursday night football, Steelers snuck up on me again this morning. I just keep forgetting that today's the day.
I was kind of hoping you would reprise your tailgate party that we did on a Monday night football game. You brought all the goodies in. We got nothing.
Yeah, I forgot. Sorry. It's sitting at home. It's in the freezer.
I used to think about the old days with Vikings. You know, they're indoors, but it used to be, you know, Minnesota, December. You know what happens. And yes, our Montana brother, Paul Rasmussen, knows what happens.
I was at the last outdoor game at Metropolitan Stadium. It was the Chiefs and the Vikings. It was 11 below that night. It got up maybe to freezing at some point after the game started. We wore snowmobile suits and stayed warm with some hot chocolate and schnapps. Peppermint schnapps.
It's called antifreeze.
The breakfast
right.
of champions.
It's funny. You moved here to what's considered the Miami of the North, Pittsburgh, you know, with our nice, warm, balmy weather.
Yeah. So that playing indoors, it just doesn't make any sense. You know, I'm an old school guy. I like going to the games outside.
Yeah, I know that, though. It does get to a point where it's extreme. Remember when the Steelers hosted the Jaguars and it was so cold, and the Dolphins? Remember it was like 20 below wind chill factor? Oh, it just makes it so difficult to relax.
But, Paul, you've been at games indoors, right?
Yeah, I've been to a game or two in the Metrodome, the Superdome, places like that.
Does it feel like when you're in a game indoors like that, does it feel like you're in a shopping mall watching a game?
No, not really.
Unless you're in Syracuse. Now, they have that bubble Now, they've made some improvements up there. They actually put a new roof. But initially, it was the carrier dome supported by the carrier.
Well, they had to get a new roof. Didn't the last one collapse?
Well, it did. It went partially because of heavy snow up there. But it was held up by air pressure.
Yeah.
So you had these air locks that you had to go through to get inside the stadium. And you would hear that whoosh, you know, like that whoosh to get in. And for a split second, you'd blow your hair back and then you're inside. And eventually they got rid of that.
Oh.
So, but it's the setup in there. Now, some of these indoor stadiums, like the one in Atlanta where Pitt's going to play in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl.
I want to see that one.
The Mercedes-Benz Center, I hear, is spectacular. So I'm anxious to go down there. And then there are others, like this new place they built out in Los Angeles for the Chargers and the Rams.
Is that pronounced SoFi?
SoFi. Yep. It's supposed to be stunning. And I was
Everybody's going to want a new stadium now that they've seen these two. Because the Georgia Dome wasn't all that old. And
no, it wasn't.
And they got rid of that one, and they got rid of Turner Field. No, wait, they didn't. Yeah, they did. They got rid of Turner Field, too, which was called something else five different times.
Should they cover Heinz Field with a roof?
You want a Super Bowl here?
Perish the thought.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, this is the AFC North. We play football outside.
How about
until
Paul
they decide
like,
to put it inside?
Paul sounded like that old John Facenda from NFL Films.
Yeah, why don't you? Can't you get him a job at NFL Films?
I'm trying to get one.
Oh, that's, I thought you did
there,
have
there
a job.
You have it, Kevin.
No, I've done the Steeler highlight film.
How many years now? 30?
Since 1985.
Ooh.
So that's more than 30, isn't it?
Yeah.
36.
I remember the first one you did.
I did. Chuck Knoll was still the coach. Yeah, I've done those. I did seven seasons of the Miami Dolphins, but Steelers, I mean, you know, kid growing up here. I've been around so long doing that. I was a young guy. The chief, Art Rooney, was there at the first one I did. They used to show them to the media, and they introduced me to him. And it was like an out-of-body experience for a young guy growing up in Pittsburgh. You meet Art Rooney.
Yeah.
And they said, Mr. Rooney, this is the young man who's narrating our film this year. And he went, where are you from? I said, my dad's from the north side, Mr. Rooney. Oh, what church did he go to?
I've been like, St. Peter's, right?
This is good.
That's awesome.
Great.
Hey, I just want to put to rest any rumors. It's Seven Springs, Hidden Valley, and Laurel Mountain ski area, not the Pirates that are up for sale right now. There's an agreement. Bob Nutting, Pirates owner Bob Nutting, made an announcement yesterday that, you know, our winter attractions here in Western Pennsylvania are going to be sold to Vail Resorts.
Did you hear or see the tweets that said, keep going?
Yeah, right. And there is speculation, and it would make some sense, perhaps, that he's going to shift away and do something else.
That's why you make investments, right?
You know, the
place, sell them at some point later.
They did some improvements. I think they could do some more. So if that's where they're going. But right now, it will operate as people don't have to worry if they want to go skiing.
No.
Everything's cool.
It's all going to stay the same. Just a different ownership group.
Are you ready? You ready for this, Paul?
Okay.
Tonight, the Pittsburgh Steelers on the road against the Minnesota Vikings. At halftime, former Vikings coach Bud Grant will share his wares from his garage sale.
Did you hear about that? Bud Grant still around selling stuff out of his garage?
What a character.
Memorabilia? Anyway, we got a lot going on, and we got you covered here.
I always wanted to try to do plowing just at least once, like one night, you know. It seems like it'd be a pretty tricky and stressful job.
I think once you start plowing, you probably would get into it and want to continue to, and then have... But that's a part-time gig, though.
Yeah, I mean, you can only get paid when it snows. But then there's always that yachts that's parked where you need to plow.
Oh, you just hit them.
Oh, is that what? Just push them out of the way.
Remember that deal where there was, I don't know if it was a city or county plow truck, was hitting cars, scraping cars, and the driver never stopped?
Sorry. Told you.
So I
you knew
you
it was going to snow. Larry said it would. Well, move on.
Just like Demolition Derby.
Absolutely. Hey, the parade guy in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Remember, he was out on like $1,000 bail.
after he tried allegedly to run over his wife with a vehicle.
Correct. Well, they said that it was human error. The person who was setting bail was overworked and just sort of doubled the bail from the previous incident that the guy had. So there's a lot of controversy about that, and people trying to remove the district attorney, John Chisholm, from his job over the handling of Daryl Brooks' cases over the years. But check this out. Yesterday at this time, we broke news that the Christmas tree in front of at Fox Plaza or Freedom Plaza in front of the Fox News building, News Corporation building in New York City on Avenue of the Americas, was lit up. It's a 50-foot tree, artificial tree. Somebody climbed it and messed around with it, and then it caught on fire. Remember that yesterday?
Yeah, I saw
images
the video.
Were pretty stunning. Well, Fox News made a donation to the first responders funds for their help, and they're going to put up a new tree tomorrow or later today. And the person, the suspect in this case, the person they caught at the scene, was released with no bail. No bail for lighting up a big...
Well, that's ridiculous.
Big part of... And he said his thing... This guy's a vagrant with a lengthy rap sheet. And he said it wasn't him. Quote, "The moms that want to rape their daughters, they set the fire." All right. So, obviously...
And
the guy
just let him out. He has mental issues.
The guy has a few issues, yes.
He should be taken care of.
Yep, but he's on the street again.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's 5:38. This is 100.1 FM, AM 1020, News Radio KDKA. I would be Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. There's a lot to talk about today, Larry. A lot going on.
What do you think people will be talking about today?
One, the debate over the future of the Pirates, because Bob Nutting, the owner, said he has an agreement to sell his ski resorts. That would be Seven Springs, Hidden Valley, and what's the other one?
I don't know.
Laurel Valley ski area.
Oh, that's real small, but yeah.
But that's okay. Near Ligonier. But yeah, so he has an agreement to sell those to Vail Resorts.
Right.
So then that starts the speculation. Is he going to sell the team too?
They need money. They're going to sell the Pirates.
No.
Although some people have suggested maybe they should on social media. Paul, what do you think Pittsburghers will be talking about today?
That's one of them. I think that the hopes are high that I think you find very few people who want Mr. Nunning to hold on to the team. I also think that they're talking a lot about tonight's game.
Yeah.
Tonight's
Steelers,
game, obviously, yeah.
Vikings in Minnesota.
This is the Vikings team that got beat last week by the Lions. That's the team we tied. So try to figure out. If you can't predict what's going to happen based on the records, right?
In the National Football League, it's really tough right now, week to week, to pick a team. Look at how terrible Kansas City was after being in another Super Bowl. Now they're back. And New England, they can't lose.
They were counted out in the beginning of the year.
And do you remember they only threw the ball three times the other night on Monday night?
Three passes in an entire game from one team. Can you imagine? This is Steeler country where it used to be run, 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 but in the last few years, Ben's thrown 54 times in a game.
They ran it 54 times on Monday.
Incredible.
Night.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah, that's a couple of things people will be talking about. What about something that people should know? The state-owned Pennsylvania system of higher education, PASHI, the 14 campuses. You know, Larry, you went to one, Western Penn. Was one of the ones.
It used to be called Clarion Normal School till I got there. And then they changed it to Clarion State, to Clarion University, and now
Western Pennsylvania University at Clarion, at Edinburgh, and at Cal U.
Western Penn, isn't that the defunct prison on the Ohio River here in the
city? Sounds like it, doesn't
it? Yep. Anyway, apparently they're bleeding money, $32 million in losses for the last fiscal year, enrollments dropping across the system. Slippery Rock is one of two that are actually holding their own, you know, as far as enrollment and as far as finances go.
And I think that's because they have some specialty curriculum at Slippery Rock that has kept them in the game.
And it's basically now a suburban Pittsburgh school.
It's an easy drive.
Easy drive, yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of returning adults there. And that system has $3.16 billion in unfunded pension liabilities and retiree health care costs. So that's going to be an issue that Pennsylvania taxpayers are going to be dealing with here real soon. It's not a pretty situation, what's happening with the college system. What about the health care system, Larry? The health care system in Pennsylvania, Geisinger Medical Center, they have nine hospitals in Pennsylvania, usually mostly on the other side of the state. They are maxed out. 110% capacity. They have no beds left because of the COVID surge, among other things. And they also say the waiting room service there is pretty bad. You're waiting up to 20 hours to get help in the emergency department.
Oh. What? 20 hours?
Up to 20 hours
Listen, guys, in some cases. Listen, there are issues right now. You know, we're low-key in it for the most part. But if you've got an issue where you got to go to an emergency room, anywhere,
yeah,
it's going to be a challenge. Expect long waits. And if you have a pet that needs a veterinarian emergency, it could be days. And
it's amazing what's happening here. And Pennsylvania accounts now for 10% of all new COVID hospitalizations in the U.S. 10%. That's according to an NBC analysis. And we join six states, Pennsylvania, New York, Michigan, Ohio, and Illinois, and Indiana. They make up 60% of the added hospital beds that are needed to fight COVID right now. 60% in those six states. That's it.
So where do we stand with COVID right now? CBS's Laura Podesta in New York.
We're looking at several hotspots, particularly in the Midwest, where a surge of infections is filling ICU beds.
More than 200 million, or just over 60% of Americans, are now fully vaccinated against COVID-19.
It feels good to be safer.
Many are now getting their booster shot, a key defense against the Omicron variant.
At first, we were skeptical about do we need it or not, but once we're there's another variant out there, there's no taking chances.
Pfizer says its additional shot increases protection 25-fold against Omicron.
That induced immunity that is likely to protect from infection, symptomatic illness, and severe disease.
Only about a quarter of eligible Americans have had a booster. Meanwhile, COVID hospitalizations jumped nearly 30% in the past month, driven by the Delta variant.
Unless we really double down on what we're doing, we could see an increased spike that goes even higher than that as we get deeper into December and January.
Four states, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, are responsible for around half of the increase in hospitalizations. Michigan hit a record number this week.
Nearly all who are on the intensive care unit are unvaccinated, especially those who have a tube down their throat or intubated.
A new report by the Nuclear Threat Initiative and Johns Hopkins University found the world is dangerously unprepared for future pandemics. The U.S.'s score was hurt by a lack of public trust in government.
Those findings, unfortunately, are no better than when the first version of the report was released in 2019, just a few months before COVID-19 was detected.
CBS's Laura Podesta. So people are getting the virus. I mean, we had over 600 yesterday in Allegheny County, another 25 deaths in the county. So where do we go from here? And this is at levels equal to last winter already, or in some cases worse in places like Michigan.
It's unbelievable. I mean, people are taking a lot of precautions, and the numbers are surging. We're where we were last year.
Yep. Time for News Radio KDKA's birthdays.
Don't we have to give a birthday gift away? Total Cat Mojo Live.
We do. Why don't we do that?
To a cat person. Got to be a cat person. Jackson Galaxy is going to be in town April 22nd. He's an amazing character himself. Total Cat Mojo Live is a theatrical experience through the world of cats, Larry.
Pick a number.
How about lucky number 9?
All right, Brianna. 866-391-1020. Brianna. Brianna is in for our producer, Rob Grainer. 866-391-1020. Time for birthdays brought to you by MediConnect. Jacob Dylan, lead singer, guitar player for the Wallflowers, 52, also the son of Bob Dylan. Imagine being Bob Dylan's son.
No pressure.
Getting a phone call.
Interesting thing about that band was he didn't want that. I mean, he's got the name, but he didn't want the handout from his dad. He didn't want the support. He tried to do it on his own, and he did. He was moderately successful.
Hey,
good band.
Jacob, take the money.
Imagine trying to understand what he's saying.
That's
when
what
you're
I mean.
The son.
It'd be like, Dad's on the phone. This is hey. From Weezer, Brian Bell, guitar player, is 53. And if you're a fan of Green Day, then you'll be a fan of Frank Wright, better known as Trey Cool, the drummer. He's 49.
Great architect, too.
And from the Alice Cooper band, this guy, Dennis Dunaway. He was the original bass player for the band. He's 75 today. And here, I'm going to guess, do you think this next one is on Paul Rasmussen's iPod?
Yep.
You're going to say yes. All right, here it is.
And they called it puppy love.
Donny Osmond is 1 year shy of a ding.
I just need an air sickness bag.
He's 64. Paul's shaving his tongue right now.
This is just, this is the one of the most vile sounding things you've had on this show in a long time.
Wow. Express yourself.
This is truly putrid.
Actress Judi Dench is 87. John Malkovich, 68. Felicity Huffman got in a little trouble there, 59. Beau Bridges is 80. Chicago Bears Hall of Fame linebacker Dick Butkus is 79. Late Pittsburgh Mayor Bob O'Connor would have been 77. Hard to believe he passed in 2006. And Kirk Douglas would have been 105 today. He died just a couple of years ago. Not even two full years ago. He lived 103. And he is the father, of course, Mike Douglas, too. Those are your birthdays. Nobody hit 65. Brought to you by MediConnect. 559 News Radio KDKA. Larry Richard and Kevin Battle coming up right after the news. What do you got?
Well, I have something. You know, the big concern is parents, schools, mask mandates in Pennsylvania, the Supreme Court in our state looking at that. Well, something happened in California that'll blow your mind, Larry.
And I have the story of blindsided Easy Pass customers in Pennsylvania, including myself, getting hit with penalty fees when the Easy Pass failed to read your license plate and mine properly. We'll tell you what
you're
that's
a victim,
all about.
Larry. You're a victim.
Yes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.